This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. At least 8 people were killed and 80 hurt in and around Addis Ababa when protests erupted after Hachalla Hadessa, a popular Ethiopian singer and musician, was killed. Hachalla was shot dead, police said, in what Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed calls an evil act. Police said several suspects have been arrested, but so far they've given no further details except that Hachalla was targeted. Several Ethiopian cities erupted with rage, and 3 separate bomb blasts rocked the capital, Addis Ababa, killing several bystanders, police said. Doctors reported hospital emergency rooms filled with stabbing and shooting victims. Protests also erupted outside the U.S. embassy, prompting a security alert. Hachalla was an Oromo activist, a member of Ethiopia's largest ethnic group, which has a long history of being discriminated against. The singer was a former political prisoner who became a national figure during anti-government protests that led to Abiy, a fellow Oromo, becoming prime minister in 2018. A New York judge is temporarily blocking publication of a tell-all book that could be embarrassing to U.S. President Donald Trump. The state Supreme Court judge put the book on hold. The book was written by Trump's niece, Mary Trump. Its publication date was to be July 28th. The judge said he will make a final decision about publication after hearing the validity of a claim by the president's brother, Robert, who demands that Mary Trump abide by a family agreement not to write any books about the Trump family without permission of the other family members. Mary Trump's lawyer has called the restraint on the publication a clear violation of the First Amendment. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is